This right here is what saved me.
Amen.
And it's what has kept me.
Me too, brother.
Praise God forever.
Wasn't a song, it was the word of God.
Yes, hallelujah to the Lord. Praise God. I'll tell you this right here is a bread of life.
Yep.
It's waters to the thirsty soul.
Yeah.
It's healing to the mind and the body.
Yeah.
It's deliverance for those that are bound and in prison right here.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yes. This
on,
is the
man.
Door to heaven.
Right.
Thank God. There's a river flowing through this. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Help him, Lord. Help him, Jesus.
You have your Bibles? Would you turn with me? 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. Praise God. That's right after 1 Samuel. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right before 1 Kings. You get in there, you'll find it. I'm happy tonight. I really, really am.
Amen.
You know where the Spirit of the Lord is, the liberty.
Yes.
You can just feel the presence of the Lord in here.
Yes,
just reach out and touch Him. Thank God. Ain't you glad He's a helper? Oh, my, what a keeper he is. He's a soul blesser. Hallelujah. I was back there studying in my study today and read it, and it just thrilled my heart, so I thought I'd read it to you. 2 Samuel chapter 22. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song. And I want you to know this song has 51 verses in it. Think about that. Have you ever wrote a song that had 51 verses in it? He had have been happy when he wrote this. My goodness. Oh, Lord. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. And out of the hand of Saul. Verse 2. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust.
Yeah.
He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. He's my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death come past me, and the floods of ungodly men make me afraid, the sorrows of hell come past me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Verse 10, he bowed the heavens also and came down. Verse 11, and he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. Verse 17, he sent from above, he took me, and he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Verse 20, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, and according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. Verse 28. And the afflicted people thou wilt say. 29. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop, by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler unto them that put their trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God. God is my strength. He's my power. And he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. And he setteth me up on mine high places. Verse 36. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. And thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. Verse 40. For thou hast girded me with strength of battle. Verse 40, 41. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies. Verse 47. The Lord liveth. Blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Verse 50. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praise unto thy name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'm glad God did ever better that for me. I'm glad when I cried unto him, he heard me out of his holy temple, and he sent down, and he brought me out of many waters. Hallelujah. And he set me in a large place, and he gave me feet like hinds' feet. Hallelujah. He gave me the hoofs of a deer. Hey, Lord, and made me to walk upon the high places. I believe the Lord's got a high place for every one of us. Hallelujah. He's girded me with strength. He's my high tower. He's my rock and my refuge. He's my fortress. Hey, Lord, raise your little hand. He's every bit of that and more unto me. I'm glad by his strength. He's girded me with strength. Hallelujah. And set me up above all the heads of my enemies. You're here tonight. The devil would like to tear you down. He'd like to drag you out. He'd like to destroy you. But there's somebody in heaven that hears your cry. And he reaches down up to the one that'll call upon him. I say, I will help you. And I will deliver you. I have your answer. Hallelujah. In Hebrews it said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Just for a few moments, I'd like to teach or preach here tonight on God's great salvation, Brother Ron. It's a great salvation. Number one, you'll find this. David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. What kind of a salvation, David? He's the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Do you realize what a horn stands for? They had a saying up there to the plant. Boss would come in there and give us the awfulest things to do and just load us down, you know, with work that was unnecessary just to keep us busy. Some of us get upset. I had a foreman to look at me. He said, the superintendent told me to tell you to do this. You got to do it. I said, it don't make a lick of sense. You're all wanting to keep me busy, you know, and it has nothing to do to pertain to the job. And that foreman looked at me. He said, Don't mess with the bull's horn. That's what he said. Yeah. Don't grab the bull by the horn, Tommy. You better obey. Hallelujah. So what a horn is, listen. A horn stands for strength and overcoming power. Oh, Lord. For with the horn, the dominant alpha male pushes out and overcomes all the opponents. Hey, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. I tell you, with all horns, the one that's got the biggest horn wins. Hallelujah. And that's what God says. He said the devil has great power. He said, but I've got more power than the devil. And the horn of my salvation, I'll drive him out. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. I'll drive the devil out. Glory to God. There's strength in the horn of God's salvation.
Yes. Woo! Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. I feel right wild. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about this good Holy Ghost, you get it on the inside. You don't know whether to jump, roll, dance, shout, cry. Well, praise the Lord. What on earth, hallelujah, can make you cry and shout all at the same time? Ain't that true, Sister Sherry? Raise that little hand up and the tears are flowing down. I'm glad that we can feel this.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Not only is he the horn of my salvation, drives that devil out of my house, drives him out of my home, drives him out of my mind.
Yeah.
He's my healer and drives him out of my body.
Right, right.
Praise God. Woo, he has power.
Yeah.
Get out of here, devil.
Yes.
Not only is he the horn of my salvation, but he's a cup. C-U-P, cup of my salvation. Psalms 116 and 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? Woo! I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all of his people. I'm going to praise him. How many drunk from a cup in here tonight? It's the cup of salvation. Well, glory, there's water in the cup. I said there's life-giving water in the cup. What else is in it? The joy of the Lord is in the cup. Hallelujah, drink. The Lord's a saying, drink and ye shall be satisfied.
Yeah.
He's my horn. He's my cup. Can I tell everybody in here, keep right on a praying. Stay dedicated to God. Read your Bible every day. Seek the face of the Lord. And you'll always have strength in God.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank
Come
you,
on,
Lord.
Man. Amen.
Yes.
Not only is the cup of my salvation, but it is a beautiful salvation.
Yes.
Woo! Psalm 149 and 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, Brother Ron. New in the Hebrew means sing unto the Lord a fresh song, an anointed fresh song. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. And let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the heart, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing aloud upon their bed. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. I want you to know here tonight, it's a beautiful salvation. When I look back over the congregation and I see holy hands lifted up in the sanctuary, and I see the glow of God on your face. I see a sparkle in your eye. I see a smile on your face. It's a beautiful salvation. Raise your little hand. There ain't nothing any more prettier than to see people worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It's a beautiful way. It's a beautiful way.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Woo! I hope you're feeling as good as I am.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, it's good, it's good, it's good.
Praise the Lord.
Not only is it a beautiful salvation, but it's walls of salvation. Isaiah 26:1. In that day shall this song be sung. Isn't that amazing? It keeps saying singing. The song.
Yeah.
Sing. Praises. Worship. Where's our worship at? You walk in some places, you can hear a mouse walking across cotton.
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Smile, hang around about that picture.
Come on.
I told Mary, I said, Lord have mercy, if you got it on the inside, it's going to show one way or the other. You can't cork this thing down.
Nobody.
You can't hold it back. Well, glory to God. It'll make you wave. It'll make you shout. It'll make you spin. It'll make you run. Well, raise it out of hand. I tell you, this thing is real.
I'll take off running here a minute and let Brother Ron get right behind me. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited in this thing.
Yeah.
Woo. Well, glory. It's all about a song. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Isaiah 60 and 18. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. My goodness, it just sounds to me like if you praise him, he will build a wall around you. I believe the more you praise him, the more that you pray, the more you read his word, and the more you sing. I don't know about you, but honest to goodness, I see a wall in this church tonight. Well, glory to God, the praises of the Lord. He erects a wall. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Walls of salvation. I got a hedge around me, devil, and you get out of here. You ain't welcome and you know it. I tell you, Bible said draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. When you've already prayed out and you prayed and prayed, just start praising God. Watch that devil. You'll tuck his tail and he'll run.
Yeah.
You knew it?
Yeah.
I'm ready for revival. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm getting excited anymore. Passing tracts out, praying for men, for praying for people. Went to the bank today, talking to our accountant. Got ready to go. We got up out of her chair. She come around like this. I said, come on, let's pray. Did I not? I closed my eyes. I said, I just want to pray before I leave here. Mary's just standing around here. Mary grabbed my hand. I had my eyes closed like this. And my accountant, I guess what? She's in her 50s, close to probably around 50 or so. And I had my hand down like this, and she reached over and got a hold of my hand. I tell you what, I felt the Lord coming down in that little room.
Woo!
Lord have mercy. I praised him. We worshiped him right there. Brother Ronnie, when I got done, she let loose of my hand, and she went, woo! She said, woo! She did. She, woo! She said, I needed that. She said, I had an awful morning. She said, and I didn't have no peace. I was troubled. She said, I had phone calls to come in here. She said, I sure needed that. And she said, I love you all. Hallelujah. I believe all we got to do is share it. I believe all we got to do is tell it and not be ashamed of it. Somebody's waiting on you. Some troubled soul and some needy soul is waiting on you to get loose and say, come on, God loves you. Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I don't know if I'm getting through all this or not. You want to hurry?
Good stuff. Hurry for more. Brother.
Not only that, Sister Maria, it's wells of salvation.
Yeah.
That woman told Jesus, or she came to draw water in the middle of the day, right in the heat of the day, hottest part of the day, because the Jews hated the Samaritans and the Samaritans hated the Jews. And she was a sinful woman. She had a bad reputation, a bad life. Some think she might have been a harlot. We don't know.
Right.
She went in the middle of the day, but Jesus must needs go through Samaria.
Yeah.
And he went on and sat down, thus, on Jacob's well. A well sitting on a well. Oh, my goodness me. She came to draw water, and Jesus looked at her and said, woman, give me to drink. What?
You mean you're a Jew and you're asking me to give you a drink? We don't have any dealings with one another whatsoever around here. Goodness sakes.
Yes.
And Jesus looked at her and said, if you knew, oh my Lord, I felt that. If you knew who you're talking to, you would ask of me, and I will give you living water. She said, well now, Lord, said that well, Jacob's well, is deep, and I don't see a thing in the world in your hand. I don't see no bucket. I don't see no rope. You have nothing to draw with. He said, oh, but if you ask of me, I'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. And you'll never have to come back here and draw this water that I'm telling you about. Oh, it must have been something in his voice. Must have been something. Must have been a love and a compassion there. She said, well, Lord, evermore give me this water that I won't thirst again. I don't know how he did it. I don't know if he spoke a word, but somehow something that well in Jesus began to overflow and it went right in her soul. Woo! Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, I'm different. Oh, what I feel. Oh, it came on the inside. Whatever you gave me, Jesus, and you was speaking to me. Something came in my heart. Something came on the inside. Here she went a-running back to town and said, hey, come and see this man that told me everything about my life. Is not this the Christ, the Son of the living God? Raise your hand and praise him. I'm not talking about a well that never runs dry. It'll never run out. You can come in the heat of the day and you can draw until it satisfies your soul. It's a good one. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul, something wonderful happened. And now I know he touched me and he made me whole. Oh God. Everybody in the house, in your hand to Jesus. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul, something wonderful happened. And now I know he touched me and he made me whole.
Oh God, I got another page and a half. I'm gonna quit.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
I think he wants a part two. It means everything in the world to feel this.
Yeah.
It means everything, hallelujah, this side of heaven to feel this. Yeah. The glory, the victory, and the peace, hallelujah, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, Brother Ron, what are we going to do?
Lord, hallelujah.
What are we going to do now? I ain't trying to be funny, but honest to goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my mouth. It's a bubbling in my soul. The blood of Jesus has cleansed and made me whole. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me get a couple more here. Isaiah 61 and 10. I will greatly rejoice.
Great.
Oh, my gracious me.
I'll rejoice.
Oh, he said, I will greatly rejoice. Listen, in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels, he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. How many's got their garment tonight? Have you got the salvation's garment inside? Are you clothed in his righteousness? Well, glory. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22:47. We're still singing this song. Here we are. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. He's the tower of salvation. Verse 50, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing. There we are. Psalm, sing, sing, praise, song. Hallelujah. I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of my salvation. You know what they did back in the Bible days? They would start a place there, a little town, and they would build walls around that, a hedge to keep the enemy out. And on top of that wall, they would build a tower. And up in the top of that tower is where the guard sat. And he'd look out over the horizon in every direction to see when the enemy's coming. And that tower had a little opening like this. No arrows could get through it. He had a shield in the top of that tower. The name of the Lord is a high tower that the righteous run into and is safe. Can we praise him here tonight? I'm in the tower. Hey, Lord, I'm in the tower. I tell you, my view is good up here. I said, my view is good in the tower. And he's the lamp of my salvation. For Zion's sake, Isaiah 62 and 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation therefore as a lamp that burneth. Would you stand with me? As a lamp that burneth. This salvation, honest, it will light you up. There's a light to this. There is a heat to it. It's a lamp that lightens my way. How many's in the right way tonight? You know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Your heart is right. It's a lamp. You're my lamp of salvation, Jesus. As she sings, I know we've already prayed. Some of us already prayed here tonight. But can we find a place right now to bow our hearts before the Lord? If you're able to get on your knees. And if you're not, would you bow your head right now and say, Jesus, I thank you for such a great salvation. Lord, money can't buy it, God. It came from heaven. My Jesus brought it down to me. And it's a wonderful salvation. It's a great salvation. Can we say, Lord, I want it. I want it and I want to keep it. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Jesus, Jesus, your salvation. Salvation in the Hebrew and in the Greek definition means to save and to heal and to deliver and to preserve and keep. It does every bit of that. Come on, say, Lord, I want your salvation. I want to be saved, healed, and kept. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus is my tower.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
When everyone walks out, they walk asleep. Bringing once again with you, my dearest friend. He promised he'd go with me always, even to the end.
So great a salvation. So rich, so real, so pure.
As long as this world stands,
he promised to hold my hand,
so I'd
never walk alone.
Instead, he'd go
with me always.
Broken times to your days, he would be my friend.
He's the rock
upon which I stand. He's the blessed hill in time of need. In this old world, let me all alone. You know I've been very lonely. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Promise he'd go with me always.
He's
He's a blessing.